Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? It's the Old School crew. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O, Omaha. I want to thank Strick, you know, for the crossover. Always representing to the fullest. I was just joking. I'm not going to be in the Woolridge fan club. I'm always down for Strick. Always good conversation. Good thought process. But there's a lot going on. I mean, we only got, we'll keep this one short so we get back. We only got 8 minutes. You know, the first scrimmage happened this weekend, and then it's in the dog days of camp, man. It's I will tell you this part of camp, it's like every step you take, it's exciting because you know you got a game in about 2.5 weeks. And then it's not because you know you got a game in 2.5 weeks. And I've been hitting the same guy, the same pad, the same blocking sled or whatever for enough times that I hate everything and everybody. And so it's, and, you know, this part of camp is, it happens in high school camp, you know, when they have, you know, certain amount of time before their game, before school starts and all that. Even though school's starting for a lot of schools today for freshmen and so forth and so on. And then it happens in college and it happens in the pros. I had more fights with some of my good friends, the guys that I'm considered lifelong friends at this point in camp, than with some, you know, over-energized rookie trying to make a name for himself. Seriously. I was just thinking on the way in, like guys like from Sean Bryson, he's one of my best friends. To Dom, I always tell the story, me and Russ Hochstein fought 5 days in a row. I was like, I'll see you tomorrow. He's like, cool, I'll be here. We ain't going nowhere. I fought Corey Holsey in Buffalo, Sam Gash. It just kind of at that point, you just, you know what? I need some energy. Let's just punch each other a couple times.
So after good friends, who are you most mad at in training camp? Coaches, other players, the system, the man, the world?
The world. Anybody? Here's a funny thing. I will never forget when I was down in Houston. And Buffalo was different because we went away to a college, you know. Houston, we did our training camp right there.
Outdoors for the advantage.
Yeah. It was a disadvantage. We were worn out. We were withered. And I remember finding out that the kickers were like at home. And I didn't realize we're in two-a-days. You can't kick twice a day. You know, but it never registered to me. I'm ramming into somebody twice a day and or whatever. So I would think you need to kick. And then I remember noticing maybe they, you know, they're indoors and, you know, cause we were, you know, having, you know, full team practice or full squad, unit practice. So I was like, oh, they're maybe the indoors because we had two practice fields. Right. And I remember finding out that the kickers were, somebody saw the kickers at the grocery store. When I tell you, I went off on all three. I went off on the long snapper too. Sean McDermott. Sean McDaniel. Chad Stanley was the punter and Chris Brown was the kicker. I was like, y'all ain't worth a plum nickel.
Did you see yesterday Logan Gilbert got done throwing 7 innings for the Mariners and he was kicking it in the clubhouse playing college football 25?
Yeah, why are you even concentrating, bro? I mean, there's nothing else for you. Your job's done.
You did your job. You can't go back out.
Yeah.
Can't go back out.
Yeah. But you can't sit in the dugout and spit some sunflower seeds, ice your shoulder up.
Most bullpen pitchers and most other starters aren't engaged in the game.
No, they're playing games down there in
asleep. Yeah. They're asleep in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Like half of them have pizza delivered.
Yeah.
You have some incognito fan throw hot dogs for you.
Yeah.
Like
it's no different than the preseason where, guys that, you know, like when I was a rookie and younger player, you're playing the whole game. Starters be over there like Bruce Smith, you know, we played, you know, that when we played, they were the Redskins then, you know, he had, you know, hot dogs and stuff like that. There's no difference, but that's who, if you ask who I was most mad at, I was mad at the kickers. Then I was mad at Dom Capers because of all that, you know, we were doing. And then you're mad at whoever else you're going at. Then you just say, you know what? It's hot.
I was mad at the sun.
Yeah.
Especially the twofold. One, the hottest training camp I've ever been at was Carolina down to Spartanburg because there was no trees.
Yeah.
Like Dom Capers, they picked a place that had no trees. So there's no shade. And it's 100 all the time.
Yeah. And the heat makes you angry too.
Right. And then in Houston, you're coaching two-a-days and the sun literally sits on your hat.
Yeah.
It's sitting on your hat and there's no escape.
Yeah.
It's a sauna.
And God forbid somebody steps on your foot.
Oh.
Like something that you're like, oh, you know, he'll say, oh, my bad, man. And then now you're ready to fight.
And it's a different level of turf heat because the charcoal builds up and heats up. And people never think about that. We had a turf field with little charcoal pellets and at 100 degrees, and it's just manifesting all the heat. And you just go, you know what? I don't like anybody.
Yeah, and at this point, when you get a little bit older, whether you're college or the pros, you just every day you got to find something to get better at. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, okay, I didn't just get through practice, I got better. And if you do that, then you have everybody do that, then you start to play.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play and practice and have some winning football. You know, Coach Samuel told me something, man, you know, when I was a young player about to start as a freshman, He's like, you always got to be able to operate or grade out at 85%. He's like, that's got to be your bad day. And I never forgot that. And he explained it to me in that kind of detail. He's like, every day you're not going to have it. It's just, he's like, there's days I don't have it. He's like, but the known is you're here. So you better get the best out of it that you can.
Let it matter. Yeah. Let it matter. Texan says, since when does the practice field or any fields have trees? In most parts of the country. I've coached.
Depends.
I've coached in seven states, and I can tell you all but the Redskins camp, if it's in Ashburn, there are no trees because they built a facility for practice.
Yeah.
But in most high school cases, high school
fields, probably does, but not in the pros.
Yeah, like it's around. Redskin Park had trees because until George Allen thought the Cowboys were scouting from the trees. So he had all trees cut down within sight line of Redskin Park.
Yeah. But yeah. none of the pro places I've been had trees. Now, Buffalo, you know, I would say Buffalo obviously was not a very hot camp. Now, you got some days that, you know, it'd get up towards 90, but it's not as humid as, say, Houston and Irvine, California. Yeah, stuff like that. So it's not that scorching heat. And so it just kind of depends. But Dom Capers loves the problem with Dom is when he sat up there and he said it, and I love Dom, but he was like, oh, you know, to give us advantage, we're gonna practice our one a day practice in the highest heat index. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting here thinking, like, if it's one a day, you want to have the best practice and you want to be able to make sure the most recovery. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there like, that's not probably it, because now you got a bunch, and especially with a young team with, you know, like all our really good players and veteran players were on defense. The young guys were on offense. Those guys were just trying to get through it. I mean, you had guys that are just straight out of college. Yeah. They'd never been in, they hadn't even been in like two-a-days this long, let alone being like treated like the Junction Boys. And I do understand what he was saying, but I also think you have to match up your practice plan to the leadership and the players and personnel that you have on all three phases of the game, because that's when you get the most out of it.
Did you prefer to have your shell practice in the morning and then full pads in the afternoon, or vice versa?
Didn't matter to me. Didn't matter. Because I think once you get going, it's on. You know, I mean.
Well, they wanted you to have a little juice left in the tank for when you were full pad, full uniform.
Yeah.
When you're full pad. Because they were going to, people will get hurt if you're fatigued.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, unless you're really scrimmaging, there's really not a big difference between full pads and half pads, because when I practice with half pads, I would wear thigh pads and then you're just wearing the pants. Now you wear shorts with the, you know, you could put them in your girdle or whatever you want to call it, your tights. But there'd be guys out there that'd be in their full pads and don't got no pads in there. Yeah. Bro, I'm in full pads. I'm having every pad I got. Hip pads, thigh pads, knee pads. Hey, listen, I told this dude, look, you can laugh all you want till you get that hip pointer.
Neck roll?
It's like called a cowboy collar thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was built into your pads, but I think I think if you once you learn how to practice, what you have on shouldn't matter. The standard needs to be the standard. You know what I'm saying? Intention needs to be the intention. If you have the intent and the want to and the mindset to practice well every single day, the games just become a formality, but it's how you practice. Now, you know, depends on how you attack it and how you like it, you know. Like I said, I will say this before we go to break. I felt like Wade Phillips did a really good job with us. We wore the pads as much as we needed to, as much as everybody in training camp. But he made sure everybody was fresh for the preseason games. And now, mind you, we had four, but especially the young guys. He would actually practice the veterans more if they weren't going to play, because they would get essentially 3 days off and rest the young guys. And then as the season went on, we'd wear pads, say, for 9-on-7, off for the rest of the day. Or we wear them for 9-on-7, inside run, or whatever, or just blitz drill. And by the time we got to Sunday, man, we were actually, like, salivating for contact. And our missed tackles, missed assignments, we started to play better as the season went on. Now, granted, you only have 50 50 guys on the roster in the pros, so you can't do it. I mean, it's not even 50 because you had three specialists, three
corners. It was 47, then it was 53.
Well, it's 53. Yeah. You minus the three specialists, so that's the kicker, punter, long snapper, and then you minus the starting quarterback, backup quarterback, emergency quarterback. So now you're actually at 46. So you can't go 15 plays and 9-on-7. It just would be counterproductive.
Why can't that number be a greater number? Is that just money or management, lack of want to have to manage more people?
Oh, in the pros?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a management thing. It's just a more of a NFL, PA, I don't know. I mean, it's a...
Like you would want to have more bodies so that you don't put wear and tear on your
top. Well, they increase the practice squad numbers.
Okay.
And... Now, the owners don't want more players on the active roster because that means that you got to pay people more. So, 53 is 53. They've got more practice squad. And they don't practice that hard anymore. So, They good. I mean, heck, them brothers get a full days off. Like, full days off.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's going to be off? We're going to take a quick break, come back. You got the AP 20, top 25 coming out. Era came out. And then you have the... What was it, Austin? The All-American list. What is that?
USA Today.
USA Today, excuse me. USA Today, first and second team All-American list. So we're going to dive into that. And plus, we got NFL action of the first preseason game. And we got quarterback reviews of the rookies. Surprised by some. I really am. And we'll see where it goes. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.